So we kind of went down the wormhole of absurd reviews on 99.7 DJX after this lady kind of left this bad review for this restaurant for leaving a bay leaf in her food. She thought it was a leaf, didn't think it was something that should be in there. The internet quickly pointed out it's for flavoring. Now, there were some people that were like, hey, anything on the plate should be edible. That's kind of the restaurant's rules that, you know, you shouldn't have anything on a plate that shouldn't be edible. But, you know, if it's not meant to be eaten, don't serve it type of thing. But anyways, we found some other reviews that I thought was kind of funny.
This person who spent their vacation sulking because they weren't told happy birthday the right way.
What does that mean?
They gave it 1 out of 5 little dots, cheap. Uh-huh. Came from a birthday and wedding anniversary. Arrived on my birthday with my ID and front desk said after I pointed out it was my birthday, oh, it's really your birthday.
Okay.
Not happy birthday. The third day in, I called and spoke to a manager because it bothered me so, uh-huh. And she sent a gross old Coke that should have been thrown out to our room. Oh, cake. With the casino. With the casino and hotel here, I think they could have done something nice with so many choices in Las Vegas. Try elsewhere.
Wow.
They don't value your birthday.
They wanted the birthday treatment, apparently.
Didn't like the gross old cake.
1-star review because the restaurant had those hand-drying machine things instead of paper towels.
Oh.
First, they started some of the best kebabs in the area. Staff, great. My gripe are with the restrooms.
Oh,
I like having my hands clean. I don't carry a napkin or a handkerchief with me, so usually a provided paper towel suffices. So if you're like me and don't carry a napkin or handkerchief, you may want to carry one when visiting this place to open the restaurant room door when you are done washing your hands.
Oh, yeah. She wants to open the restroom door with her hands covered. Okay.
Yeah. She didn't like the fact that there was no paper towels or anything like that in that bathroom.
Okay. All right. This person was outraged that a restaurant wouldn't give a refund for the food they didn't finish eating. Okay. And just again, 1-star.
Uh-huh.
I ordered 60 or so sushi rolls because I thought they were in sale.
Uh-huh.
But it turned out to be something else that was on sale. But anyways, I was also with my kids, so we were all eating sushi, and then they gave me the bill, and I saw it was over $100, which I didn't have. And since me and my kids hadn't eaten 30 or so of the sushi rolls, I told the waitress I'd give back the sushi for a refund for all the sushi we ordered to eat. Didn't eat. Period. She refused.
Wow.
It should be every restaurant's policy that the customer is always right. Always.
Always right.
So then I had to leave my kids at the restaurant.
What?
This escalated.
This did.
And had to drive to the nearest ATM and get enough money for the bill.
Wow.
This is not okay. I will not be returning anytime soon.
I will not be returning anytime soon.
So when have you ever been to a restaurant and you see that they prorate the cost of the meal based on how much of it you eat?
Right.
I say never.
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 Never. Hey, we'll
That's
give you a
never,
to-go
ever,
box.
Ever been the cause.
We'll give you a to-go box. But...
Right, yes. You take it home. You bought it. You bought it all. You bought all the food.
That's funny. That's funny. She That's refused. Great.
She and
refused.
She left her kids there.
As collateral.
To go get money. Oh, my God.
All right. So we'll do one more. These are just, you know, kind of absurd reviews that we found. A person who complained about the restaurant being out of fries when she walked in after they closed.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
This restaurant has great food. Yeah. I love to eat there.
Sure.
I am sad to say this will be my last time.
Oh, no.
It's Saturday night. I walk in at 9:02, and they tell me they are closed. What food joint closes at 9 on the weekend?
I mean, okay. All right.
They decided to serve us after I made a bit of a deal, but then they were out of battered fries and regular fries.
Oh, yeah.
Never again.
Because they were starting to shut down. Yeah, because closing time. Yeah. Oh, that is
all right. Hey, you know what? This just Shout out to those who work in food service.
Yes.
Deal with 100%. A lot of this.
100%. I get it. When you're like hangry and it's late and you just need some delicious battered fries.
Mm-hmm. And you
might
go
I
in
suggest fourth meal.
And you go in after they're closed. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
No, I get it.